Ladies and gentlemen, welcome the fuck back to another episode of the AP3 podcast. It is your boy, Alex McBuckets, and I'm joined by my lovely co-host,
Anthony O'Hara. We're back.
We're fucking back. We're
second
fucking
back. Episode of the year.
I know that people are excited, but yeah, we're just gonna get right into this episode, and we're just gonna.
They're
say,
like,
fuck
"Oh
it.
My god, look at them being consistent."
We're like, "All right, let's see how long this is gonna last, boys. All good though. All good all
right,
though."
So what are we starting
so
off with?
So I kind of want to just jump right into it, right? What's the deal with cheating? Like, cheating as a concept to me is like. So foreign. Like, okay, I've been cheated on in the past. Have you ever cheated or been cheated on?
No, and that I know of, no. That I know
right,
of.
Right,
you
right,
never
exactly.
know these days.
Yeah.
Wait, why is it foreign to you?
So it's like a...
I feel like we see it or have heard of it, like, in our society very, like, often.
No, it is. We do hear about it very often. It's just that, like, it's a foreign concept to me because, like, I couldn't see myself, like, for the reasons why it's become, like, a norm in society, I couldn't see myself ever, like indulging in that much. You know what I mean? Like, for that, I'll just, like, dump somebody and, like, be like, oh, I just want to, like, nuck some other shit. If that's the reason why I'm doing it. If it's, like, an emotional reason, like, yeah, I'll go to therapy. You know what I'm saying? Like...
All right, then let me ask you this. Why do you think it's normalized in society? Like, why do you think that, like, why would, like, a random person that you might know that cheated?
It's not necessarily like it's normalized. I just think that, like, people that cheat have to, like, find a justification as to why they moved and, like, why they did what they did. But at the end of the day, like, again, the concept within itself, like, cheating is just weird to me, bro. Like, for certain reasons, just dip. Like, just dip and go find something
it's
else.
It's definitely wrong. Definitely wrong.
And then I feel like if you linger, that's way worse. Like, if you linger knowing that there's problems, that's way worse.
No, there's definitely things wrong with it. I feel like it's all super situational. Like, I feel like the reason why someone would cheat, like, in a long, lengthy marriage after, you know... like, so long of being married, we'll say, like, 20 years, kids, whatever.
Yeah.
And then, like, our modern situationships, like, their reasoning definitely is completely different. I mean, it could be similar, but I doubt it.
All right, fair enough. I'm okay. I'm willing to live with that. I just think we're, like, too broke or, like, too innocent to understand cheating.
Broke guys get cheated on, too, bro.
Shit, yeah. You think they get cheated on more or less than, like, rich dudes? No, I feel like maybe it's, like, girls would be, like,
think,
way
I don't
less.
Think, I don't think...
I also think the situation is different between, like, men and women.
I don't think
like, cheating
has anything women. To do with finances. Like, I think it rarely has to do with finances.
Rarely?
Yeah.
I feel like there's going to be a lot of adults out there that are going to tell us otherwise. If you guys think that cheating has
bills.
To do with finances, drop it in the drop it in the comment section at the bottom of the video. Or, like, just let us know where you guys, like, feel about the whole situation and, like, where you stand on the whole thing. Like, if you think that if your exes had the opportunity to, like, tell one another off and be like, yo, this is why I was the best, do you think that they would jump at the opportunity to do so or not?
Maybe, like, one of them. But I don't think any of them feel like they have anything to prove.
All right.
There's definitely certain exes that are like, I wanted to be the worst one. Fuck that guy. You know? Like, you know, I hope I made a miserable.
Nah, I was so, wait, let me extend it even further. Not just relationships, situationships as well. Let's throw them into the fray too. Because I know that, you know, situationships for you definitely supersedes relationships in your experience with women.
Because I feel like with situationships, I feel like not even just girls, but also guys too, like, they like, their reputation matters to them. Like, you know what I mean? You can't relate to that where you're like, or
no,
you
I
have
just,
a good reputation with this group.
Can you relate to that? Do you feel like your reputation is ever on the line? Because, you know, some of your...
I think everyone's reputation is
like
always on the line.
Like, your track record tells me otherwise.
No, I think everyone's reputation is on the line.
Okay.
My track record?
Yeah. I mean, wait, let's not get into our track records because then you start... Let's not. I'll hold the L on that one. If you flip it on me, right, and like I, in my opinion, I know, like, I have two exes, and I know for a fact they're just looking to, like, get into a room one day and just be like, bitch, I'm so much better than you. And she's like, nah, bitch, why? You wanna know what's crazy?
But that's on you, though.
Why is that on me?
You, okay, listen, folks.
Why is that on me?
Because you allow them to feel like they have to be, like...
What
like,
do you mean?
To prove, whoa, something. You can't allow that?
No, no, no. What do you mean I can't allow that? You can feel how... Ladies, you can feel however you want, okay? Don't let a man tell you how you're supposed to feel. One. Two.
Okay.
No, hold on. Okay. Two. I don't make them feel that way at all. I know their personalities well, and I think that they would want to like one up one another. Based off of what I know. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit, you might be right.
Like they're just looking to be like, bitch, I was the one.
On that note.
Yeah, speaking of my exes, the people at home wanted to know mine and Anthony's origin story. Like, they were like, yo, like, how did you and Anthony, like, become friends? Because we went to the same high school together, but you're a grade older than me. So, and we didn't even know each other in high school.
I still get shit on to this day for for all this.
No, for but all I'll, what? No, explain to the people
we'll,
how.
We'll get there. Just start off, we did meet in high school one time.
Yeah.
Because of a mutual friend.
Yeah, shout out to Kendrick.
Shout out to the Goblin Slayer.
Yeah, that's a fact.
And you were on the track team and I was on Raiders. So then I think we've seen each other run around before. Whatever.
Yeah, you had beef with somebody that was on the track team with me. And you made a comment. Because
he was a pussy. He was talking like, shit.
Yeah, I mean... Yo, I don't think that. I don't think that you're a pussy at all, bro. If you're watching, I don't think you're a pussy at all.
Does he know?
But like, no, again, when we were running around and then you started arguing with him, I obviously had to, you know, like pick a track side. I didn't know you at the time. So I was just like, yo, like, who's that fucking like twink running around with Raiders
fake as hell.
No, not fake as hell. I just didn't know Anthony. But I was like, yo, who's this little like? Who's
he
this,
always
like,
knew he was gonna
who's this twink sides. That's just running around over here, just like talking shit about our bros. And then he's like, the dude that was on the track team is like, yo, you know that guy tried to like get with my girl or whatever. And
never so happened.
I had to just never even had to pick a side. Him. So yeah, okay. So but that's not even how we met.
Later on in life,
I
get hit up by my cousin.
My ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. And yeah. We ended up, like, hanging out, and, like, I got introduced to her friends. Alex was one of them, but...
No, no.
They weren't friends. Like, I met the whole crew at the time, but they were, like, talking.
So nah, he does a poor job of explaining the story. What actually happened was she was, like, bigging Anthony up. Like, she was like, yo, this is the cousin that you need to impress.
Because I am the favorite cousin in my family. This is the one guy
in my family that you need to win over.
You know, I'm a very charismatic person. People enjoy my presence.
Yeah, yeah. And then I was like, oh, okay. Like, all right, this is that cousin that I need to, like, impress. 5 minutes into my interaction with Anthony, I was like, yo, this guy reminds me a lot of myself, and he ain't shit.
Fuck you. Yo, you're a piece of shit for that. Fuck you. Honestly.
Like, I was like, yo, bro. He's a little shit. Like, I was like, yo,
he's
bro.
He's actually a little
this
shit.
This ain't shit.
We do have, you know, similarities. No, but we this have guy, so many. When I met him, was, like, the number one shitback. But what? He was hilarious.
That's crazy.
He was really funny.
That you would say that.
Nah, you're a shitback, bro.
How was I a shitbag? Elaborate on that.
Well, his mouth has gotten better. He's able to speak a lot better.
Oh,
now.
My God.
So, to continue on, I got introduced. They ended up starting dating, and we became cool. I fucked with Alex Heavy.
Yeah. We became boys right away.
No, we were pretty close. Like, over the rest, like, over everybody, I definitely gravitated to hanging out with you more, and you were funny. And
yeah.
You also did seem to have a nice, like, genuine heart. But I found out.
He fell in love. That's what happened.
No. I found out that he was full of shit, too. So he felt what I felt for him, too.
We just fell for one another, and now here we are recording a podcast together.
Yeah.
The bestest of friends. Look at us. Guys, I know you guys are probably looking at the visual right now and wondering what's going on with Anthony's arm. He's got some tape on it. That's actually because...
I broke my elbow.
He fractured his elbow last week while we were playing indoor soccer. Run the clip.
No. This is bullshit. I'm tired of telling people the actual story. I'm gonna tell people that I actually like pushed a lady out of the way from a bus, and I saved her life.
And the only thing that got hurt was your elbow.
My elbow got like clipped on it, and I broke my elbow. That's the story. Because my story is actually not that interesting. I was playing soccer, and it was my father. Like, I play soccer with my dad sometimes, and like he'll come out to play because he used to play. I kind of like chipped the ball over him, and he didn't like that. I kind of like got past him, and he just swiped me. And then there's like a wall on my left side because we're playing indoors, so I didn't want to like hit that wall because I was like falling face forward. And he
busted his ass.
I leaned towards my right arm and I put my arm out, and then I fucking broke my arm, bro.
Yo, this man literally not fun. Broke his arm.
Not fun. First time I ever broke a bone.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. I was by my own dad. You think he apologized? Hell no.
Nope.
Hell no.
Nope. I know the cuz. I know
he's probably watching this right now.
You know what's crazy? That reminds me of like a story that happened to me when I was a kid. But it's not like a broken bone story. But it's probably like one of the worst injuries that I sustained, aside from like I had a concussion one time, but like aside from that, this is definitely the worst injury that I've ever had. So I was walking home from school, and I was coming to my grandfather's house because I used to like go to my grandpa's house after school. And as we're walking down the block, I'm talking to my cousin who also got picked up on the way home. I'm not paying attention. I'm wearing these like Jesus sandals at the time. They're like the ones with the straps on them. Got them from Payless. The front toe of the sandal got stuck in a crack in the middle of the cement while we were walking, and I wasn't paying attention, and I landed face first on the front of my forehead, and I like completely took off the skin from over here. I mean, nah, I don't have a scar.
No scar.
Just a big ass forehead. But like I remember I had to have a big ass band-aid and put ointment on myself. So I had a massive band-aid like this walking around in first grade, Anthony. And it was the like second most embarrassing thing that's like ever happened to me. When I was like thinking about it, I was like, yo, this is so fucking terrible that this just happened. But I convinced everybody at the time that it was a skateboarding accident.
Like your friends from school?
Yeah, like at the time I just lied and I told everybody that, like, yo, I actually was involved in a skateboard accident because I just had a big band-aid in the front of my forehead and I had to like put ointment on it, and then I would like peel off the band-aid and all the skin was like completely ripped off. So all of my friends were just
How old were you?
I was in first grade.
That's when you started lying. It was just all down here from there, man.
Nah, I was definitely lying way before that.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Red flag on the play, guys.
I mean,
habitual liar in the room.
No, not like habitual, like, because I'm working on trying to make that less of a habit. And as of late, I've been very transparent amongst my friend group. But have I been known to tell a fib or two in the past?
Maybe. Are you one of those people that lie to themselves and believes it?
Yeah.
So then it doesn't feel like a lie because you believe it?
Yeah.
Yo. Yeah. Stay away from
like I've had two or three lies that I've completely convinced myself actually happened.
I'll have to do with this ex.
No.
Alex wonders why I struggle going on two mans with him.
First of all, the only reason why we struggle on going on two mans is because the last two man mission that we went on was an absolute atrocity. Like, the way that played out was so bad, bro. So bad.
Sometimes it's part of the game.
And you know what it is? You know what it is about Anthony?
It's part of the...
No. You know what it is about Anthony, guys? Anthony is the type of guy that, like if there's, like, a big pillow of boobs next to him, Anthony's only going to focus on laying his little head on top of the pillow of boobs. So it's not going to matter where his boy is. It's not going to matter what his boy has going on. When we go out to the club, he just runs away. We got to put a bell on him. You know?
No, I'm one of those. It's bad. I feel like there's always that one. There should be multiple in every friend group where they like to go explore. You know?
Will you admit that you go out and you know for a fact, like, yo, I'm only going to chill with my boys for a little bit, and then I'm going to go off and do my own thing.
Yeah. I know I'm going to start off with you guys. Fucking guy. Go off, do my own thing for a little bit, and then I'll circle back around. If I run into you, I'll be like, we'll have a conversation, you know?
We've gone out to the club, gone out to the bar on several occasions where we are like, Anthony is missing. We want to leave. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. Like, Where's Anthony?
And then he just pops up.
He just literally pops up, like almost like out of thin air. Oh my god! Hey guys, yo, I haven't seen you guys all night. Where the fuck you been at? Yeah. Where the fuck have you been at, sir? Like, we've been together as a unit.
Everywhere and beyond.
Yeah, everywhere and beyond. All right, let's get into some shit that's going on right now. Okay. Okay. Apparently, we're about to add Canada and Mexico as a state.
If we add Canada to the United States
and Mexico, okay,
would we get free healthcare? One,
okay,
and two, would there be better Mexican food in New York?
All right, let me start off by saying, if we get Mexico. And the Mexican food improves where it's at right now in New York. W's in the fucking chat.
We sound so ignorant.
I love Mexican food.
We sound so ignorant.
So for it to improve from where it's at, oh my god. Like, chef's kiss. Now,
why wouldn't
getting
we be
back
called
to the
Canada,
healthcare.
Though?
What?
Why wouldn't we be called Canada, though? Like, what if we become Canada?
What do you mean? Why wouldn't we be called Canada? Because I think even Canadians know that if they came over here, they wouldn't be called Canada.
It's just ignorant to think that we can just take over all of Canada. Half of the United States was Mexico. We took it from Mexico. You heard that? You seen that clip? Like, pretty
Isn't
much
it just Texas and New Mexico?
No,
California,
bro. A lot of land, bro.
A lot of states, bro. God, I do sound so fucking a lot ignorant. Of states. Yo, I'm really sorry to all of my Mexicans that are listening to this shout out to you guys.
No mames, wait.
Oh my god. But yeah, like, so going back to the healthcare situation, absolutely not. We're not getting free healthcare. You know, it's just a
business.
The government makes way too much money.
The United States is going to revolt, man. One of these days, it's going to happen.
Nah. Yo, jokingly, have you seen that people are like, yo, there's punk hazard currently going on in America?
Oh my
because
God.
It's like the forest fires in California and then the snowing in Texas.
I heard
they're like, bro, shit is crazy right now.
I heard that they...
Shout
they
out
knew,
to One Piece, Punk Hazard
gonna,
was a One
they
Piece
They knew
reference.
It was going to happen. Like, someone said that, like, one strong wind could, like, burn down L.A., like, months ago. So that's the reason why insurance is actually pulled out of, like, from, like, fire insurance from their homes, like, last minute.
Yeah.
It's actually, like, type wild.
I was saying that, like, the California situation, it makes me, it, like, reminds me of that movie, This is the End, with James Franco and, like, Seth Rogen, Jonah Hill. So it's like the concept is that like hell is kind of like coming up and taking over in California. And like people think that it's like the tectonic plates or whatever it is. And a bunch of these celebrities are like running around. They were all at like a party. They were like, there's a bunch of them dying in the movie and shit like that.
Real life apocalyptic shit.
But yeah, it kind of alludes to what's going on right now.
But that's what's been going on right now. Yeah. And no, in the world, man, it's been a scary place.
Yeah, it has been a weird place. So yeah, our hearts and our prayers go out to the people in California, everybody affected by the situation. You know, we hope that, you know, the recovery process can be as seamless and not difficult.
I hope they give you some help, man.
Yeah, I hope that the fires eventually come to an end. I know it's become difficult for, you know, like, quality control. The air hasn't been the best over there, and it's fucked. It's a fucked situation, I'm not gonna lie.
We should try to, like, pan to, like, a little bit of a lighter situation. Can we geek out about anime again?
Yeah, oh no, 100%. I'm down for that.
So I've been wanting to ask you this about... the latest movie of haiku that came out that we ended up watching together. That whole between their rival and then.
For those of you that don't know, haiku is a volleyball anime.
It's one of my favorite sport animes. I'm comparing it to my other favorite sport anime, Blue Lock.
Yeah, Blue Lock is a soccer anime that we brought up in the previous episode.
But my comparison is that final battle between U20 and and Blue Lock, and then comparing it to the haiku battle. Which one do you think would be like? Which one do you think was like executed better?
So in my personal opinion, I believe that the way that they built up the rivalry within haiku was done better than it was done in Blue Lock, because in Blue Lock they kind of just sprung the U20 on us. We didn't have like prior knowledge of the dudes on the team. I think that helped Blue Lock because it expanded the world building a little bit and allowed us to see like different characters. Yeah, they leveled up.
Now they're going to the world stage. I get what you mean.
Right. And so, with that sort of concept, I mean, when looking at it through that lens, I think that it was better and I think that it was done. I also felt like the animation of, this like raging egoist and your body taking form, shifting colors and stuff like that. I love Blue Lock. I think that was executed very well. But again, the rivalry within itself, I felt like Haikyuu did a better job. But I felt like the execution from Blue Lock was just insane. Yo, final goal.
It was amazing. The way they saved all their whole budget for that, those last like two episodes.
Yeah.
And it was so amazing. That's why like those two episodes give it an argument in comparison to like a whole movie, which was so beautiful. But I just thought of it as haiku was a little bit more realistic. Where, Blue Lock is this fantasy world. And, with haiku, it's a high school rivalry. You know what I mean? That, like, true. They've known each other since, like, the first season. And they've, like they cross paths. And now,
again, that's why I agree that the
high school tournament style.
That's why I agree that the buildup of the rivalry is definitely executed better within haiku. I think that you brought up off air that the that whole like third person scene from that one kid in
the Kenma. Yeah, the first person view of like him like running around as a setter and also sweating, tripping, and that whole scene was I think better than the idea of
for those of you that Rin don't for those of you and that
his brother going duking it out
I think it
looks nicer, but there's a scene where Rin is running like Naruto and then he has his tongue out. I don't know why he has his tongue out.
Nah, he went into like a apocalyptic thing, like he just wanted to like kill
mode.
Mode. It was weird. That I'll agree with you with. I thought that was
no, but it was bizarre. Nice the way they panned Isagi's goal in like 360. Oh my god, amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It's definitely up there for like anime of the year coming up.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope
you guys have a great day.
Yeah, we hope you guys have a great rest of your
day. Tune into the pod.
Anthony, where can they find you at?
Anthony O'Hara 17 on all platforms. Make sure to like, comment,
and subscribe to the YouTube channel.
Let us know how you feel.
Yeah, you guys can find the podcast on Instagram at the_AP3_podcast. And you guys can follow us on TikTok. It's the same thing on TikTok.
Yeah.
The_AP3_podcast. We're also out on all platforms like Spotify, Apple, YouTube. So you guys can check us out whenever.
Check us out.
You guys can find me on all platforms at Alex.McBuckets or Alex_McBuckets. It's like a variation of the two. I'm on TikTok, on Instagram, on like Twitch.
We'll be streaming too.
Yeah, we'll be streaming all the time, playing video games.
Let us know in the comments if you guys want us to talk about something in specific or if you guys want us to bring somebody on.
On that note, ladies and gentlemen, peace out. Thanks for tuning in.
I can't fucking dab all the way because my elbow.